Yes, let's have a party and drink up a lot of beer. Sounds particularly good to me, I have to say. But that is exactly what the Australian Sex Party are doing. They've come up with this really creative way to raise funds for marriage equality, and they're doing it by launching queer beer. That's right, queer beer. It's brewed and bottled in collaboration with You Brew It. And queer beer will be packaged in all the colours of the rainbow. Joining me on the line is Fiona Patton. She is the party leader of the Australian Sex Party. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Jamie.
So, queer beer, I mean, I was saying before, it brings together two of my favourite things, marriage equality and beer. Where did the idea come from?
Probably it came about over beer.
Yes, as all good ideas do.
As all good ideas do. Look, it was also trying to look at, we've been talking to a group called Kaleidoscope Australia, which works with asylum seekers from our rainbow LGBTIQ community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're looking at asylum seekers fleeing countries, you know, there's many oppressed minorities that are in that refugee program. But tell you what, the LGBTIQ community really is sort of top of that list very often. So while we were supporting marriage equality and getting that out, we also wanted to recognise the plight of asylum seekers mm-hmm. from our LGBTI community and raise some funds for them as well. So a lot of the any profits that the beer makes will go straight to Kaleidoscope, but it is a wonderful way to start a conversation about marriage equality as well.
And it's better than just, you know, I think I saw a comment from one of you guys saying, you know, it's not just another petition. It'll get tongues wagging.
Yes. And hopefully it will be pleasurable for their taste buds.
See, that was my next question, Fiona. Have you had a taste?
I have. And I'm not normally a great beer drinker, but this was a beautiful beer. It's quite a light ale. As you mentioned, brewed in Melbourne. And despite all the different colour labels, they all taste the same.
Ah, right.
Although
okay.
I did think the blue one did taste a bit different from the pink one, but apparently that was in my imagination.
No, that was just a gender thing.
Yes, that's right.
So if people want to get their hands on one of these, where can they go?
Look, at the moment we've only got a very small number, so
yeah.
Check out the Queer Beer Facebook page. And you'll be able to get information on how you can access the beer. And, I mean, it's a wonderful way to support marriage equality, but also to support those asylum seekers from our LGBTI community that are really doing it hard.
No, it is absolutely wonderful. If you just join me, I'm on the line with Fiona Patton, leader of the Australian Sex Party. Now, Fiona, you know, it's middle of an election campaign. You're an MP in the Victorian Parliament. However, you are running Senate candidates all over the country here. How's the campaign going for you this time around?
It's really interesting. And I think what I found is that having one person elected into Parliament really does change the game considerably. So when I've been out at train stations campaigning here, the knowledge of who the Sex Party is and what they stand for is so much greater. And the acceptance of our policies and, I guess, the greater understanding of our policies as well has really struck me. And we're getting a very good response out there. You know, we're not getting the sort of, I suppose, not quite as much as of the double entendre jokes that we normally face.
Oh, you'd be so sick of that, wouldn't you?
You just can't help yourself, really, can you?
Yeah, fair enough.
I still get men saying, "What time's the party?"
Even
at 7:30 on a train station.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But no, it's been going very well, and I think the party has grown enormously just in its sort of 5 or 6 short years. So being able to have policy on asylum seekers, being able to have policies on climate change, it really feels like a much more mature campaign.
Yeah, that's great. So as I understand, you've got you're running here in New South Wales, you're running Senate candidates, you've got a few lower house candidates. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. And I mean, obviously for a small party, where we think we can make the greatest impact and the greatest have the greatest effect is in the Senate.
Mm.
So we've got, in New South Wales, we've got the wonderful Professor Ross Fitzgerald running. And, you know, I think a lot of people were quite surprised that someone as eminent as Ross would be taken in by this, well, that would be really wanting to run with the Australian Sex Party. He probably had many choices of parties to run, but it was our policies that resonated with him most strongly. And yes, we're running, as you say, we're running Senate candidates throughout Australia.
That's wonderful. So what are the big issues for you this this election campaign?
One of the really main issues for us is that religious organisations pay their fair share of tax.
Right, okay.
Now, currently, there is a tax exemption for institutions that promote religion. They don't have to do anything charitable. They just have to promote religion. And they receive almost complete tax exemption from almost all taxes. It's an incredibly generous exemption. And we think that that should be reviewed and should be looked at. Certainly, tax exemptions for charities and charitable work, but exemptions just for promoting religion, we think, may have been relevant when it was first introduced 500 years ago, but we believe it's time to review that. And obviously, and of course, drug law reform.
Yes,
you know, I've been visiting jails, and you know, the vast majority of people in jail are there for drug-related crimes, and this is crazy. You know, we're spending millions and millions of dollars in the court system, in the prison systems, when we could take a completely different approach to drugs. And I don't think we should be locking people up for taking drugs.
Well, Fiona, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Good luck in this election. And when you're next in Sydney, perhaps we can sit down and have a blue queer beer together, okay?
That would be wonderful, Jamie. I look forward to it.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. That's Fiona Patten there. She is the leader of the Australian Sex Party. She's also a Victorian MP for the Australian Sex Party. Excuse me. Talking to us about this queer beer that they're launching to raise funds for marriage equality and the LGBT asylum seeker community. So if you want to check it out, you can go to Queer Beer on Facebook and see what it's all about.